right. 10:39 p.m. I'm not late. You're late. My name is Daniel Brewer. No, wait. Welcome to... Do I say welcome to the... I'm Daniel Brewer. I don't do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burr. Adam, how are you this evening?
No, you don't say welcome or whatever it is that you just said. You don't.
It's time for... That's what I usually say. It's time for the mix. I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I wasn't, though, during that opening because my microphone was muted. At the pointed point that I needed to come in, I had muted my microphone because I was moving my stand while the music was playing. And I screwed it up, Adam. I screwed up the intro. But you know, that's what we do here on this show. We keep it real. We keep it real. And we're not going to go redo it and make it perfect, just absolutely perfect. No, this is what you get. You get us, warts and all. And we know now that 72% of you would be willing to give us a dollar. So there you go. What is 70?
This is going to mean nothing to the audio listeners, but I just want to show you the purchase that I made. So I'm looking over here now to, and then when I'm reading the news or whatever, I have something right there. Although that's not the lens I want to use.
Also, it says no card in camera.
I still have to set it up. Uh-huh. It's not ready.
So you have multiple.
And then I switch back here
hands.
And I can do this.
Wow.
See?
I haven't hit record on this.
It's the same camera. I bought another Canon M200 or whatever. So hopefully.
There. Now I'll record. Now you can switch cameras and people.
Well,
see that.
I mean, it's not set up, so I probably won't. But because I look this way and I read stuff.
Right.
And then I feel like we're not connected, you know?
Oh, so you just for me. It doesn't matter whether we're recording.
Anyone who might be podcasting with, it's generally you.
You or Joe Batanz or...
Or at work. Yeah. You know, if I'm on Zoom calls, I use the same setup for Zoom calls.
I find that I don't turn on my cameras very much in a meeting. I don't know. If I'm not the primary speaker in a meeting, I just feel weird that I'm just sitting there staring and everyone's watching me staring instead of, now I have no video, Adam. So I have nothing.
It went off again. So it's not set up yet. Anyway. Right. So I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, no. My boss.
Yes.
Strongly suggests we turn on our video because she likes to see us. Mm-hmm. So if I'm on any meeting with her, I have to turn my video on to please my boss.
I don't mind turning my video on. I just don't like being one of the few that has their video on because then I know that I'm just a thumbnail up on everyone's screen. Like if there's 20 people in the meeting and only three of us have our cameras on, well, we're the three thumbnails up at the top of the screen.
Yeah.
And it's shown that the human attention span is, well, the American attention span is around 5 to 10 minutes. So some point during your half hour presentation meeting, people are going to start.
You're going to be scrolling through TikTok or whatever.
And people are going to be, no, not just me, but I mean, it's like people are going to be bored and then they're going to start looking at my thumbnail and they're going to like full screen my thumbnail, you know, my video and say, what does he have in his background there? Let's see. Because I know this is what I do on calls when I get bored is I start peeking in on people's cameras. I'm just like going, oh, what's that back behind you there?
It's oh, like, what is their see. What does their shelf look like?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I wonder if that's real. You know, Baron Frosty has a fake shelf behind him and his Zoom calls.
Why is your video blurred? What can I make out back there? What is it you're trying to hide back there with your?
You know, I always wonder because most people, because my background looks good. I mean, I've got and your background looks good as well. You've got the art and all that kind of stuff. And I've got the LED lights and the, you know, whatever.
Yep.
And I always get compliments, you know, they're like, are you in a professional studio or something? So, you know, I'm going to be on video, but I always wonder all these people that use these Zoom backgrounds, what are you hiding, sir?
What are you
it's
hiding?
Like, what, do you have a meth lab behind you or something? Or are you like really messy?
Do you have like children chained to chairs or something back there? Are you running a like, sweatshop or...
What is behind you? And I hate the way, I mean, still the faux green screening for like Zoom and Teams is not great.
No, it's not.
So people's fingers get cut off when they're moving them around and stuff like that.
Or their hair or their beards. Yeah. Or it's
if
crazy.
I was going to do that, I would have to set up my green screen behind me. There'd be like this whole production, You know, I'd want it to be perfect.
You'd go out and buy another camera of the exact same make and model so that you could switch between two different cameras. Oh, you already did that, didn't you?
I did do that, yeah. But I'd have to set up like a L-shaped green screen so that for the two different angles and then. Actually, that's not a bad idea. I've been wanting to buy those Elgato green screens because they're on a roll. I have a couple of green screens, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That I used way back when I, like 10 years ago, but they're the ones that you hang up. They're basically green sheets and they sell on Elgato sells those that are there. It's like a projector screen.
Yes.
So they're on a, you can roll them up and down.
Yeah.
But instead of hanging them from the ceiling, they actually, it's a stand that will sit on the floor.
Oh,
and you pull it up.
It's like an old projector screen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not that old, so I don't know what those old projectors.
No one, you know, in your high school, no one ever like came in with those projector screens.
Well, I recall the screen coming from the top some always.
Some of them
did.
No, but some of them, sometimes they were rolled up in the corner and they came out and they had legs on them and they stood them up. You know what? I'm going to call you a liar. In Vegas, when we were in the Excalibur big room for the first time and we had two different projectors projecting up onto screens.
Screen rolled up from the floor.
Yeah, it was a stand. Right. It was a stand. Yeah, those are that's what they're talking about. That's the technology here. All right. I'm getting a word in my ear here from our executive producer that this is an audio podcast and us talking about these kind of things are hard to
we're verbalizing it. It's not like I have a green screen behind me and I'm showing Daniel something.
Right.
I'm not saying, Daniel, what is this green screen? How do you like my green screen?
I don't think it was that. I think it was more, we were talking about our backgrounds. Like, oh, your background is good and your background is, but I mean, you guys have seen our background before. That's not important. But let's just move on, Adam. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Keep the show going here. Last week, I told you and everyone that I was going to run my very first 10K, the Disney's Springtime Surprise race in April of 2023.
So are you ready? Have you done 10K worth of running yet?
So here's what I did. So that Friday, the last Friday, when I told everyone that I was going to run this 10K and that I had a plan to start training and it was walk running. Remember I told you that, Adam? It was walk running.
Yes.
You run for 30 seconds and then you walk for 3 minutes and you run for 30 seconds and you walk for 3 minutes. So I was jazzed, man. That Friday, the Friday before the show, that Friday morning, I went out and did my very first walk run. And I think I told you on this show that my legs were sore. But what
yes,
I was not...
you did. Were you able to walk?
When I was able to walk that night until I quit. That when I was done with the show and I tried to go downstairs, my legs would not walk down the stairs. I had to like hold on to the banister to get myself down the stairs. And I couldn't walk the next day. It was... I was out. The next time that I could try to walk run was Tuesday, Adam. From Friday to Tuesday... I was in so much freaking pain in my legs.
Zach call you grandpa?
He probably should have, but I was in so much pain. So I'm happy to report, just to give you an update now. So I was able to walk run on Tuesday and I was able to walk on Wednesday. So it's like, that was a definite improvement. I was able to walk the next day. And then I walk ran on Thursday for 2 minutes longer than I did on Tuesday.
Nice.
So I'm now up to in my 48 minute walk that I take, 6 minutes of it were running on Thursday. So 6 minutes of those.
Well, already, and you're only the first week.
And so I'm not running tomorrow. I'm going to run on Sunday. So I'm only supposed to do it 3 days a week. So one day has to have two between them. So
is your sister doing something similar? Are you guys ever going to get together and do it together?
We've only texted. We've planned to get together to talk about the training. But here's the thing: the reason that it became important to me was I was like, you know what? Let me just take a looky-loo at some other races that might be around that.
Yeah.
I could talk to my sister and like, hey, there's a 5K that's going to be like in November and we could aim for that. You know, let's try to do the 5K and then we can build on that to do the 10K in April.
Do they have like a 0.25K that you could start with?
So No. What they had, what I did find, though, is I found the St. Petersburg Pride 5K is happening on October 9th. And I felt like, you know what? I walk a 5K every day. Like, that's how many steps that I take. When I go out and do my loop, the loop that I do around my neighborhood, when you measure it out, is 3.2 miles. So I do, a 5K plus a tenth of a mile every day. I do that walking, and I do it in about 50 minutes. So when I'm just walking, it takes me about 50 minutes to do that thing, which is well under the time limit of this 5K, because this 5K is open to everyone. It's a Pride one, so you don't have to run. You can walk. You can, you know, so there's no pressure on it. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to do the 5K in October. October 9th, I'm going to do the 5K, and I'm going to try to run it. So I'm trying to get to the point where I would actually be able to run it. But if I can't, that's no big deal. I could run half of it, or I could run as much as I could of it and just do the walk run thing on that course. But it would be, you know, kind of a goal that I could set myself, that I want to try to be ready to run the whole 5K on October 9th. So that's what I'm working on. I just wanted to tell you, Adam, I've registered for another race.
Oh, nice. You know, okay, fine. But I still, and I feel like you mentioned something about this last week about the possibility of doing others. And I was like, yeah, hey, maybe you should find out if you like it before you, right. But you know,
saying it's a 5K, it's a Pride 5K. It cost, yeah, I don't know, it was $50, and you get a t-shirt and a medal and all that stuff. And it was,
so you get a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
You get a bib, and you get your picture or whatever. But my point is, it's a 5K. I do that every day. So there's not a lot of pressure on this. It's just more of a, I would prefer it to have been in December, so that, you know, that kind of be midpoint before our 10K. And there are a couple of December races that I was going to talk to my sister about.
Probably a Santa Claus race where everyone dresses up like Santa.
There's a winery in Plant City, so there's like a wine run in December, and I think it's a 5K. And then there's the Gasparilla Classic, which is a marathon, but that marathon weekend they also have a 10K and a 5K. I'm not going to sign up for a race like another 10K 6 months from now without knowing whether I like it or not. But I mean, a 5K that's in October that I can, even if I can't run it, I'll still walk it, and it'll still be fun because it's Pride. And I think Zach's going to do it with me. So, we're going to go and do the thing. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Let me know how it goes. I'm sure you will.
Now, while I was out about the neighborhood doing my training, I, of course, like to listen to my favorite podcast, which is The Geeky Gay. And I believe on your Monday show, you said something about a surprise. You almost ruined a surprise, and you were going to save for Mix Minus.
I was about to say something, and then I was like, oh no, I want to talk about that on Mix Minus, because I don't want to reveal this on Geeky Gay.
Right. All right. So that was Monday. So my entire week, I've just been on pins and needles. I'm like, I wonder what the surprise is.
And don't spoil it, because this first thing that I say, you may know now what I'm going to say after I say one thing.
Okay.
But let me build up to it.
All right.
So first of all, I want to say the normal price to fly round trip to Miami.
Yes.
Is around $300 from here.
Okay.
The price for flying round trip to Miami Thanksgiving week is $800 per person. The cheapest flight you can find on the internet from my place to Miami or Fort Lauderdale is $800 per person.
I have a solution.
There's tax and all that. And when you total it up, it's about $1,800.
Oh my God.
To fly to Miami round trip Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
So I just want to let everyone know that, you know, that I guess the airlines are trying to discourage people from flying because they don't have enough staff.
Yes.
And all that kind of stuff.
I have a solution though.
What's the solution for that?
Well, if you fly down before the week before Thanksgiving, we do have high speed internet here and places for you to work. So it's like you could actually come in like the Wednesday of the week before, which would not be $800, and then just work from Tampa from Thursday and Friday. You wouldn't have to have a hotel or anything.
Right. Well, so we'll get to that. So then, okay, that basically that's all I was going to say. So we have decided to go on a cruise with you and Zach.
But you're going to spend $1,800 on airline tickets?
Oh, it's bought.
Oh my God.
It's bought. Like, we have the flights. We have the cruise. It's booked.
Wow.
It is booked. I convinced him.
So you're gonna go on the cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And then I told my hairstylist about that today, and she said, you know, I think you've gone on more trips this year than I've gone on in my life. And then I thought, oh, do I sound like a Richie Rich when I'm talking to my stylist?
She just probably just wanted you to tip her more.
You know, because she asked me what's going on in my life. And if I, you know, and I was like, that's what's going on. Hey, we're going on another cruise. And she's like, man, like, and then I thought, oh yeah, stylists don't have a lot of money generally. So
I'm sorry.
But then what am I going to tell her? You know, I got it. If I'm just telling the truth.
So Citizen Mark and yourself are coming to you're just going to meet us at the cruise port. You're not coming in early or anything. So.
Well, I mean, we're coming in one day early because it was a little bit cheaper to fly on Friday.
Yeah.
But we were planning. Oh, also because I don't want to fly the day of the cruise. Like that would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're coming in Friday, the 18th. It was the one on the 19th, right?
Yes.
On the new Stratterdam or new Stroystermer, like, I don't know the name of it, but like the
The new Stroystador. That's the
But yeah. So
going on the luxurious new Stroystador.
And you know what a good person I am, and Mark did not ask me to do this, but I said, Mark, Boyfie, as I call him, I know you're giving up a lot of PTO days, and you're concerned that you might, you know, what if you got sick? And then you needed to take time off or whatever. I said, so don't worry. I'm going to pay for the whole thing. normally we split it when we go on a vacation. I said, you know what? Don't worry. I'm going to pay for the whole thing. He's protested a little bit. So he might, he doesn't feel comfortable.
Now
with that,
I feel bad. Now I feel like I have to, buy you a bracelet or something.
I know I talked about it on Geeky Gay, but I had to get a, They were pressuring us that the only way they would do a return is if we did it right there in the store that day.
No, I was angry when I heard that on the Geeky Game. I was very angry when I heard that.
And so I had to rush and pick out something that was a similar price. And I found out two things. First of all, I found out one thing. Two things. The one thing was on the website, that same ring is $150 cheaper than it was in the store. Right. And I was livid. I was like, oh my God. Like he even paid a little bit extra on top of what the bracelet was, 'cause tax and everything. And then I looked, and she, instead of doing an exchange, she did a return that actually went back to his credit card.
Yes.
And she did a brand new purchase.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a different Zales.
Yes.
Take the receipt, return that ring.
Yes.
And I will have a little bit more time to pick. I may still pick that ring, but it's a little too big for my finger.
I would order it on the website. I'd return it, get a refund, and I would never do business with Zales ever again in my life. There are so many other places you could go.
Well, that's true. We could look on a different someplace site.
I read the reviews first. All right. So I don't want to get too distracted. I'm actually super excited that you are.
I'm surprised that you're surprised, because I figured the moment I said I have a surprise, like, you would have been like, oh, I know what it is.
I hoped that that's what it was, but I didn't want to be presumptuous and be like, you're now telling me that the price of an airline ticket is $1,800 fucking bucks. And I'm just like, I thought you were setting it up for just like, you know, Daniel, I'm sorry, we can't go.
Look how much you mean to me, Daniel.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm very, all right. So I have a couple of questions. I had sent Mittens the,
I don't want to do a travel agent. I'm anti-travel agent. I'm going to call them and just ask them to link our reservations.
Okay.
I'll just call the cruise company.
Yeah, call the one. Yeah, just No, call my travel agent and have him just... this is not another situation where this... Anyway, the point
is, Daniel, I've been burned by travel agents in the past. I have some emotional scarring.
No one's burned you. Here's the thing. You should go with him because it'll get you some onboard credit that you don't have right now. And he's not high pressure dude or anything. It's just, and now we know what to expect with it. So it's just like, he's not our travel agent. He was John and Bernie's travel agent, the ones that invited us to go, like the ones that told us about this cruise and were making the pitch for Holland America to start with. So now he's got, and they just said that somebody else was thinking of going. So it's like, it's going to be a bunch of people going. So yeah, he may even be able to give us better rates because there's more of us going.
I see.
Anyway,
well, I booked it already.
I know you booked it already, but just see if you can link it with the guy or whatever. Make sure you get your some of your $1,800 back.
You know, I was perusing to see what the entertainment might or might not be.
Yes.
And I swear to God, it looked like they have like a harpsichord player or something. It's like,
well, yeah,
the entertainment looks like for 70s and above.
No. So what they have a blues club, which on certain nights in the evening becomes the, it's a classical. What's the Met or whatever?
It probably wasn't harpsichord, but that's the vibe I was getting. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, but they do have classical music that it is played in the blues club on certain evenings. And those will be the evenings that I don't go to the blues club.
It's like, I like classical music because I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a trumpet player.
I was unaware of this.
So if they have a trumpet, I want to listen to it and probably want to make a video of it on my phone. Cause Mark always makes fun of me. Cause anytime I see people playing instruments out on the street,
yeah,
I'm always like taking my phone out and videoing it for some reason. I don't know why. I never do anything with the video.
just have it
on my phone.
So did you take a look at shore excursions? Is there anything not doing much?
I'll tell you this. I did the price that I paid was the all inclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the alcohol and the Wi-Fi and
we did that. Yes.
The rigmarole.
Yep.
So it includes one excursion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As part of that. So we're at least going to do one because it's included in the price.
Yeah. The one that we took, how do I find mine? Shore excursions.
I would want to do the one on the first stop because that's the one Mark and I haven't been there.
Oh, the Turks and Caicos
or whatever. We've never been there. So I want to do an excursion there.
This is...
We've been to Puerto Rico. We've been to St. Thomas.
Yeah, this is frustrating that it's not showing me what our shore excursion that we haven't been was. To
Holland's Island or whatever. I think they have their own... We're stopping at their own island as well, right?
Yeah, I forget
what it was called. But
Half Moon Cay. Or half moon. Okay. Yeah. I think we're doing something in St. Thomas. We're doing a snorkel one where they take you to two different places to snorkel.
Mark's not a big fan of.
Okay.
He thinks he can't swim. Mm-hmm. And I took him off of Key West and it was one of those where they take you out in a boat, like way out.
Yeah.
And he thought it was going to be shallow snorkeling. And so, and they give you, they didn't even have life jackets. They had these, those tubes.
And
they're like,
noodles,
pool noodles. That's what they had. He was so scared. He was out there for about 5 minutes. It was so deep. And he was out there for about 5 minutes with his pool noodle and freaked out and got back on the boat and just like stayed on the boat. So I would think off of a cruise ship, it may be, well, no, I guess not. It may, if it's close to land, he likes it as long as it's shallow snorkeling.
It's over a reef.
But the Key West snorkeling was deep.
Yeah. But I mean, you don't have to, I mean, whatever, if you guys want to do another shore excursion, we'll do it. That's fine. But this is one we also had that $100 credit.
Or are your two other friends doing this excursion as well?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to them. You know, we'll have dinner with
are
them.
Are these folks that you were planning to hang with while cruising?
No.
They're
acquaintances. And yeah, I mean, we'll have dinner with them occasionally and, you know, chat with them while they're on the ship. Like they're campground friends. So we know them from the campground and they were talking about how great the Holland America experience was because we had just come off Royal Caribbean. And so they pointed us to this. But I mean, we'll talk to them and hang with them a little bit and I'm sure socialize with them, but no, I wasn't planning on spending every moment with them or nor
do you realize?
Yes.
Well, oh no, you got one. You had a banana daiquiri.
I did.
I did not.
You did not. Well, but, you should get one on the,
or no, a dirty banana.
Yeah. Dirty banana. Should get one on the Holland America. Now, I'm super excited. I am so jazzed. I had hoped that that's what the secret was, but, yeah.
You should be.
That's awesome. Now I have to call the travel agent tomorrow and find out if there are, you know, if there's a chef's table so that I can get you the chef's table to repay you for your $1,800. Campground friends bring condoms. Not that kind of campground friends, Auntie Scott. Friends that we have met at the campground does not mean we hooked up with them. It just means we met them at the campground.
But if there's an upside down pineapple on their door... Come back later. Isn't that the swinger symbol for like straight swingers, like some sort of pineapple decor or something? I feel like it is, but
possibly it was SpongeBob SquarePants. Wasn't he a pineapple under the sea?
He lived in a pineapple under the sea.
I have a clip here I want to play you, Adam.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see the title of this segment, which is called Big Fatty is Ahead of His Time. Do you remember on the Big Fatty Show, and he may still do this. I'm pretty sure he still does this, but when he gets lottery tickets from people and he scratches them off on the show.
Not a winner.
Sorry, Big Fatty, not a winner. Sorry, Big Fatty, not a winner.
No winner there.
I want you to listen to this clip. This is a thing that happens on TikTok. It is this clip right here. Here we go.
Yes, Neza. Yes. Come on, we need a big dub. Southern vibin'. Thank you for that beaver. Vibin 83. I got you. Alex with the hand waves. Hello. Can we get a triple?
Are you following this, Adam? Following it?
Yeah, I feel like she's a Twitch streamer.
Southern vibing with two more beavers.
And she must be scratching scratchers on her Twitch stream.
You're on the wheel four times now.
And there are people tipping. On, I Nessa. Think that's tipping.
Yes. Yes. They're giving out tips for this.
On Twitch.
Here's the thing. There were hundreds of people watching her do this. This was, in fact, one of the ones that when I first stumbled across it on TikTok, there were 2,000 people watching them do scratch off tickets on TikTok. And they have their camera just faced at the tickets, right? So you don't see these people. You just hear their voice. You don't see them. You see their hands as they're using little cuticle tools to scratch off the cards, and there are so many of them. They are just, and now that I watched one for an hour, now TikTok just gives them to me as every other one is a fucking.
Why did you watch that for an hour?
I was mesmerized by it. Well, it was just like mesmerized by this thing. And I'm telling you, Adam, I feel like we're just doing the wrong thing. And we've never had 2,000 people listening to us while we were doing something. We should do TikTok live. So here's what I was thinking. I can set my camera here so that it records the video window of you and I. And then
I
can live stream that. But then I would have to run some kind of input from the mixer to the phone as, you know, for the audio.
Right.
And then that means I'd also have to have a tripod right here, and that would be very in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah. No, I get it.
There's got to be an easier way. Maybe there's something
I would imagine OBS Studio or one of those would have a way to stream directly to
TikTok?
Like multiple streaming platforms at the same time.
OBS stream.
I don't know if they do TikTok. I didn't know TikTok had a live thing.
I'm looking. OBS stream to TikTok. How to connect OBS Studio to TikTok. Start OBS Studio. Select settings on the left pane. Select the stream option. Set the stream custom. And then you give it a bunch of IP addresses and stuff. Oh, so apparently you can.
Might be possible.
I don't know how old this is.
you'd have to format it for, you know, obviously that aspect ratio.
But I think the thing that would be really fucking annoying would be having to interrupt every second. Steve with the tiny diny. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for the tiny diny. They have the stupidest names for these little gifts that people give them.
I know. Like, and they make them up themselves. It depends on the, I think this, the streamer decides.
Some of them are standard.
Their language is
a lot of them have the tiny dinies. But here's the thing. This is how that one that I just played you a clip from. She's not just filming her TikTok, you know, she's not just filming her scratchers and taking tips from the audience. She is absolutely doing that. But what she does, which is just a whole nother level, is as people tip in her chat room, once they reach, if they tip certain things that cost like 1,000 points or, you know, whatever, then they get put on a wheel and then she spins that wheel. Once the wheel is full with 10 people, she spins that wheel and then whosoever name it lands on, they get to pick the next scratcher card and they get half of the money if they win. So she's giving an incentive for these people to tip way more than the other people are tipping. And so I'm like, that's like genius. She's like, she's keeping half the winnings and she's, you know, funding her buying those tickets from these people that are joining the wheel. Plus she has a bunch of extra, you know what I'm saying? She's making a decent little cut there of doing this.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It just seems, who the fuck came up with this? Who thought?
I don't know. But I find that the Twitch streaming is so complicated with all the different things that they've got. You can tip them this way and you can plus one and you can up and you can down. And then different Twitch streamers will have different things that they subscribe. And I'm going to spin a wheel and then we're going to do this. And then, Jim Bob has a Hoboken. Thank you, Jim Bob. And like, you know, all of this stuff. And it's like, it's great. You're not just watching someone. It's like you need a user guide. I sound like an old man, don't I?
You do.
But it's like get off my lawn. But you literally need, for every Twitch streamer, you need a user guide to know what to do in their specific
chat room. You know, you can just watch and then figure it out contextually over time.
They all have different, you know, they do those special video screens where it'll be them and then the number of subscribers and then they have some goal they're trying to get to and they'll put those numbers on there.
I think Big Fatty should do this. I think Big Fatty should set this up. Look, he's retired. He has nothing else to do all day long. He can just sit there and scratch off his lottery tickets and talk to the people. And thank you for the tiny diny. Thank you for the ham map. Thank you for the barbecue.
I could see Big Fatty getting popular on TikTok or Twitch.
Thank you for the burnt ends.
People like that southern charm that he has.
if that's what you want to call it, sure. We'll go with that. We'll go with charm. Anyway, tell me about this guy at the gas station.
Okay, look, I know, everyone knows that people annoy me. Everyone knows that, okay? I know this.
Yes.
And I have things, you know, it's just, I'm nice. Uh-huh. I'm a nice person, but internally in my brain, people are really getting on my nerves.
Yes.
A lot of times. So I walk into the poor
old ladies on this cruise ship. You're just, when you move, you just move, woman. You're just walking so slow.
I don't say things to people. I'm just thinking it internally.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So I go into the gas. I don't know if you've ever had experiences in, let's say, a gas station or anything that you might go into regularly, but there are multiple options. Let's say maybe you like McDonald's and you go in there, but there's another one a block away.
Right.
So I don't know if you've ever had experiences where you've literally wanted to avoid a particular gas station because you didn't like the person that works at the cash register.
Wow. No, I can't say that I've ever had that happen.
So I go in every time. It's the gas station closest to our house, and it's a Casey's, so it's clean and, you know, fret. Like, it's not one of those old mom and pop, dirty, nasty gas stations. I'm not saying that all mom and pop gas stations are that way, but I'm just saying I prefer a name brand gas station.
Is that like two or three times? It's like two or three times a night that you've said something and then thought for a second and went, oh, maybe someone's listening that would be offended by that. And then like tried to walk it back.
Anyway, I like a name brand gas station.
Yes.
So we don't have come and go here, like right in my city.
Yep.
But we do have Casey's, and that's my favorite here is Casey's.
And on our way to your house, we bought that beer at a come and go.
Oh, did you? Well, yeah, they're a come and go, but not, you must have still been in Missouri or, you know, further north of us, because we don't have any here, like in this town. But
okay.
Anyway, so I go in and there's a guy and he's so cheery and so happy. And you walk in and he says, this is, why this annoys me, I don't know, Daniel, but I'm just going to tell you it annoys me.
You walk in. Yes.
It could be 10 p.m. at night. He says the same thing. Morning. No matter what time of day it is. No matter what. I've gone in there never have I gone in Casey's in the morning. Ever.
Uh-huh.
Not once. It's always at night.
Uh-huh.
Morning. It's like, why the fuck are you saying more? Do you know what time of day it is right now, sir? It's like, so that I'm already annoyed because why are you saying the wrong word? Why don't you say hi, good evening? Uh-huh. You know what? Why are you saying morning? Like it annoys me.
Okay.
I know it's a small thing, but it annoys me.
It is a very small thing. Yes.
So then I get up to the cash register.
He didn't greet me the proper way.
So I go to the cash register the other day. I was in there this last week and I go, I'm like, oh, he's working again. This morning. I'm like, hi. And so I get my bag of chips.
You do know you don't have to reply. You can just, you're not required.
I'm the only one walking in the door. It's clear that he's saying morning to me. I can't be rude and just like, what? So anyway, I get up to the cash register. And I'm buying my, also, just an aside, I don't know if I've ever said this on this show, but I purposely, when I buy a bag of chips,
yes,
I put it upside down in front of the cashier so that the barcode is up, because my hope is that they will just scan the barcode, because when these cashiers pick up your chips, they have a death grip on those chips. It's like, and you're like, well, there went all the, I mean, they're all crunched up. Now I'm going to have crumbs when I get home.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. I'm being so obvious that I'm turning them upside down. Like, here's the barcode. Don't pick it up. Just don't touch it. Just scan it. In fact, let me get back there and scan it. But I mean, I think it's very obvious what I'm doing. And still, they grab it with that. Anyway, so I get up to the counter.
Yeah.
I'm buying a bag of chips.
Yeah. Because
that's really all I buy there.
Uh-huh.
And
all that and a bag of chips.
And I was wearing, I don't know why when I wear things with labels, with names, people want to ask me if I'm from there or I whatever. It never fails. I was wearing a Yosemite t-shirt and he says, oh man, Yosemite's beautiful. Don't you think? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I was there, you know, back in the, 15 years ago and we went on a whatever. And I'm just trying to buy a bag of chips. I'm like, oh yeah, well, that was nice. I'm like, I think I've been, I was just there for a day because it was a quick day trip. I was working already having more of a conversation that I wanted to have. Then finally, he grabs my bag of chips. It's crunching, and then I pay and I think I'm going to be able to go. And I turn to go and he keeps talking to me. He's like, well, there was this hike that I did when I was there. And did you do any hiking when you were there? And I was trying to get out. And
you could just walk out. He was not physically restraining you. You could just walk out.
And so I'm so annoyed at this point because I just want to leave.
Then leave.
He's already said, and now I'm having this conversation that I didn't even want to have about Yosemite.
Look, instead of avoiding the place, just when you walk in there, just hold your phone up to your ear the entire time. Just hold your phone up to the ear the entire time. Occasionally go, yeah, okay, yeah. And then if he says anything to you, just point at the phone. That's all you have to do is point at the phone. And, I don't know. It's This seems like you, when you hand them the bag of chips, couldn't you just say like, can you just scan this while I hold it? Because you guys get a little rough. No,
because then I seem like a freak.
You guys get a little rough. You know? And
then I'm one of those, you know, Karen customers.
Why?
Like, oh, Karen comes in and doesn't want her bag of chips crushed. You know, and then every time, you know, and he knows me by now because he's been working there for a couple of months and I go in there, you know, once a week or
so. Go to a CVS or a Wawa because they have a self-checkout. So you could go to, then you could just scan your chips yourself.
Well, yeah, I would go to a different store, but I'm trying to avoid driving long distances. And what? That's like a very convenient.
You live in Arkansas. That's why there's a Walmart every 5 feet. Just go to
not,
a Walmart.
It's not.
They all have the scan. They always have this. Don't they? Don't all Walmarts have the scan?
I do self-checkout. And in fact, as a Walmart Plus member, I can scan the groceries on my phone and I don't even have to go up to a checkout at all.
Wow. Now, I don't know about this Walmart Plus.
Ooh.
I don't think I get enough things at Walmart for it to really pay off.
I have it. And mainly the only thing I get is free delivery. But, you know, for... Well, yeah. I'm just going to say this. They asked us to beta test it. So I beta tested it and then I didn't cancel it. So now I'm paying.
Now you're paying for it. That's very sneaky. That's how they do it.
But they're adding Paramount Plus to it. The problem is they're adding a lower.
Yeah, I know.
The lower version than Mark and I have. So I was like, well, I want to switch to that to save some money, but I want to see if they'll have an add on. Like maybe it'll be cheaper.
You'll get the $6.99. Yeah, you'll get the $6.99 discount. So in order, if you want the ad free, you just pay the difference.
I don't trust Walmart to do a good job implementing things.
Well, but it's also Paramount
on an app, but I am Paramount. But
here's the thing: what I do with the Paramount Plus is I only keep it when there's something on there. So we just repicked it up after a couple of month break because Lower Decks is on. So we just repicked up Paramount Plus recently, but when there's nothing on Paramount Plus that I want, I don't pay for it. So I cancel those. Anyway,
I dropped Discovery Plus unknowingly because of when I had the whole credit card hoo-ha. By the way, that transaction that was fraudulent that I told my bank was fraudulent.
Yeah.
Was not fraudulent. It was porn. And I have not told my bank. And do you know how I know that? Because I got an email from the porn subscription saying, we're sorry you're leaving, you know, blah, 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 blah. Your thing will be good for another 5 days, you know, until your subscription runs. I was like, oh, crap. That was not fraudulent, but they don't know. So they just canceled my account.
Are you kidding? They probably looked up the company and they went, oh, it's a porn site. Yeah, he probably,
that's what I'm...
he probably bought it. All right, let's just leave it. Just don't worry about it. Just tell them we're still working on it. Have you read any of those articles that say you shouldn't use the self-checkout? Like there was a rash of them a week or so ago where... lawyer says you should never use the self-checkout. It's a number one way to get trapped into a lawsuit. And it's like, and they would drag up these cases where people got stopped and because they got sued by like Walmart or Target because they have them on video of taking a different, like not ringing everything up correctly or something like, I don't know.
Well, if you're stealing, yes, don't use self-checkouts. Figure out some other way because there's a video camera right there and, you know, it could be used against you in a court of law. If you're not breaking the law.
Yeah.
And I don't see a reason why you would have any legal troubles using a self-checkout.
Whatever.
That's Morning. I have seen headlines, but I don't really read them.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is where we read our emails, play our voicemails. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
I don't think so, but I want to clarify something that the chat room said, because Kathy Marshall says it was fraudulent porn, and I just want to clarify. No, it was an actual porn subscription that I had purchased and forgotten about.
And they don't come across as like the name of the what you would expect it to be. Like, it doesn't come across as Nasty Pig or something like that. It comes across as Elton T Limited LLC.
Yeah, it was C Media. Yeah, it was C Media. Yeah. And I even Googled C Media, and I got some electronics company in China. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing came up porn related. But then when I got the email from them, it's like C Media at the bottom. So I'm like, oh, crap.
All right, Adam. Well, we do have some phone calls. So let's get through them, shall we? And let's listen to our very first one.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie battler. Listen, do not listen to Daniel's career advice. Daniel is a completely different person to you.
I don't remember what
different
it was.
Personality. Mm-hmm. Daniel could talk his way into flying the next space shuttle mission with zero qualifications. So don't listen to him.
I will
never
run a 10K
by then.
You can't
just wangle yourself into some great, fantastic job anywhere you like, going from career progression to career progression, rocketing to the top. Yeah. Although, reality check, you kind of have. You've got a... Okay, a job you're not loving, but it bloody well pays a fortune. So I don't know, instead of wasting money just buying crap all the time, invest it and retire early. That's what I'd be doing. Like, be thankful that you have a crap job that pays ridiculously well. I have a crap job that pays crap, and I can't get another one, even though I'm trying. So... yeah, don't listen to Daniel when it comes to career advice. But you can probably listen to him on a lot of other stuff. Okay, this is Scotty.
I just want to say,
yes,
it's kind of a negative call, first of all, Scotty. It's like, I want to crush your hopes and dreams right now. You can't just move to new jobs. You're just stuck doing what you're doing.
Didn't
just
say that.
Be happy. And by the way, stop being so irresponsible with your money and invest. It's a very negative call. I do invest. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Daniel and Adam. This is Gary Ian. Portland.
I love how he always has to think about where he's at. This is Gary in...
Well, he's lived in a few different places,
It's in...
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yes.
The leader of the Soviet Union back in the 1980s.
Yes, he is.
91. So, yep. Anyway. Goodbye.
You want to know something?
Gorbachev. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Yes. Do I want to know something what?
If you'd have asked me, I would have sworn he was already dead.
Mikhail Gorbachev?
Yeah, like that's news to me that he was alive.
He was 91, apparently.
How do you spell Mikhail?
Google.
I'm just Mikhail G.
Let's see who our next call is from. Well, I know who it's from. It's from Scotty. What do we got here?
So Scotty, your Aussie battler, Mikhail Gorbachev, dead, age 91. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of him in America, but he was the president of Russia.
Really?
You know, Russia, our enemy now, who's invading Ukraine and trying to start the next world war. Anyway, dead, this is Scotty, $1 in the pot. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Yes. All right.
Goodbye.
Scotty. Scotty gets an entry there. Of course we know of him. He was the one that was in the sentence, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, which was said by our president. So, yes, yeah, we know who he is here. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to our next voicemail, shall we? Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Brian in the Berries.
Yes.
Calling the death phone.
Yes.
To let you know that Mikhail Gorbachev has died.
Tear down that wall.
Flappo says tear down that wall. What else?
It's been a while since
the death phone's been used, so... Mm-hmm. Thought I would reactivate it, and since then your machine is broken. I've had to record this thing four times.
Really?
And it doesn't work well on Wi-Fi. It only works on LTE.
Oh. But, maybe your Wi-Fi anyway. Sucks.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Was this a call to the phone number or voicemail dot?
Yeah, the voicemail dot mix minus podcast.
Oh, well, that's a website that we don't even control.
Mikhail Gorbachev is dead. Yes, gotta get an entry. Now, they said that we should reactivate the death phone. So are they not actually listening to the show? They're just calling in to...
Maybe they were just saying, because we were complaining last week that we didn't get any calls. Maybe that's... And we were saying, by the way, folks, the death phone is still going.
I like to think that it's, they just don't listen to, they don't even listen to the show. They just keep calling and they don't even know we have a phone number. They just keep, you know.
I don't know. What, maybe, should we have a rule that you have to say a quote from the previous episode so that we know you're listening before we'll accept your entry?
Wait, the what? Say it again.
Say a quote from the previous Mix Minus episode.
Oh, so that we know
when you call in, so that we know.
No, because
we have like a magic. We have a magic word that we say, a secret word every episode, and then they have to say that word.
Yes, but then you and I would have to remember that word, and neither of us are really good at remembering things. So,
by the way, have you seen? You know, they brought Password back.
I did not.
The password is
yes,
butthole, or whatever.
I've got two voicemails back to back.
Okay.
From the same number, but I can't tell which one came in first because they both came in at the exact same time. So I'm going to assume that the bottom one came in first.
I would say the bottom email came in first if they're sorted that way.
Yeah, they're all right. So let's go to this email. I mean, this one, I can't talk. Let's go to this voicemail, shall we?
Oh, you guys near technicalities. It's Bacon. It was Richard Rote. He's dead.
Richard Rote?
Don't not give me my dollar. I didn't say it was me.
Richard Rote?
What happened?
Any idea who Richard Rote is? By the way, I totally forgot to mention during the part where I was keeping you apprised of my training for my 10K. Richard Rote? No, Richard Rote.
I have no idea who that is, no.
Kathy Bacon is coming for the marathon and she's running in the race. She and her son, Garrett, are going to be running in the 10K. So they're
Mark and I might come for that as well. We haven't decided, but
if you come for that, come early and then you can just work out of here and then you'll have more time to do things. Cause I mean, we can put you up.
He was like, we could run in it with them. I'm like, no, we could not run with them in it.
Well, Mark could.
No, thank you.
Mark could.
My legs will fall off. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Let's go to the next message, shall we?
Yeah. Richard Rote, dead. R-O-A-T.
You already said that.
I'm assuming, first of all, I'm assuming Richard is correct. Rote, I'm saying that because it's like boat with an R. R-O-A-T.
Yeah.
Not B-O-A-T.
Yeah.
Dead, and someone else died the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but and then someone else died yesterday. So there was
a lot of people
this
died.
This is the one I'm calling in. He was on Seinfeld and a bunch of things. Mary Tyler Moore Show, Dallas, Westworld, and I'm predicting my own death April 15th. 2023. I'm not quite sure what time, but I'm predicting that.
That would be after the 10K. See, she'd be dying at the end of the 10K.
Because you were listening more attentively than I was.
Yes.
She said Richard Rote. Did she say a second name?
No, she said someone died, but I don't remember who it was.
Oh, so I have to amend, and I'm going to say, because I Googled Richard Rote, and I recognize him.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give you a dollar for that one. I'm overriding the previous buzzer.
Richard Rote.
Because I Googled him.
He was on
I didn't know the name.
He was on Cheers. He was on Newhart.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from Hartford, Connecticut.
I would say he's one of those character actors, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what they say for people who just kind of float from show to show playing a character?
No, absolutely. You know? Yeah. A character actor. James Woods was a character actor for a while before he was the voice of Hades. joke. No, Cyclone, it's not tax day. I mean, yes, it is tax day. April 15th is tax day, but the marathon, not the marathon, I got to quit calling it a marathon. The 10K is also on April 15th, and she just registered for it, and so that's what she was referring to when she died. Okay, we have one last phone call here, Adam, and I think it came from the new owner of your old mixer. So let's see what we got here. Oh, I have to hit play on these.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. It's Mel, also known as I Am a Librarian.
Yes.
Wanted to let you know an update on the Rodecaster Pro Mixer. I did get the broken headphone jack extracted.
Sweet.
I found a video on YouTube that actually used a long screw, and I was able to basically screw it in.
Oh,
and
look at that.
Extract it. So your word, instead of edging for tonight's episode, is
screw. Yeah, exactly. Screw.
You're welcome. Thank you guys so much, as always. Again, thank you for letting me be a moderator on the live streaming weekend. Yes. Take care, guys.
Okay.
You know, she's still a moderator and doesn't even know, probably.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So is Auntie Scott.
She could go in and wreak havoc.
Auntie Scott, Cyclone, and I'm a Librarian are our mods that are online right now. Although, yeah. I'm a Librarian is not active.
I'm not even a mod. That is a special
You're
role.
You're up above there. You're admin. See?
Well,
admin.
I'm not a mod, though.
Anyway, what I was going to say was she screwed. You could have screwed the mixer yourself.
You know, I was afraid to do anything like that because what if I try that trick?
Yeah.
And the screw goes too far and damages some wiring inside there.
Then don't screw it in that far. It's just.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm accident prone. I was like, you know what? Buy it with a thing in there. If you want to fix it.
Hell of a deal. Hell of a deal.
Go ahead, fix it. So it sounds like she fixed it.
We look for. So I feel, you know, I'm not going to be here next week because I'm going to be camping. You should get Mel to fill in and do the show next week. She has all the bumpers. She has all the music. So she can just do it.
She does. Yeah. She has every show that I've ever done. Plus, yeah. Probably Adam and Maddie's show even. Mm-hmm. Pride 48 bumpers. Yeah. You know, so she can put Pride 48 bumpers on her library podcast.
All right, because. So last week we asked the musical question, what happened to Chris and Dennis?
Yeah.
Still, we haven't heard anything from radio silence from Chris and Dennis. So I'm assuming that we've pissed...
Well, if somebody pissed them off, it was you.
Probably. Yeah, it was probably me. I have no way to contact...
We may never know.
I have no way to contact them. Like, where would I even... are they on Twitter? Are Chris and Dennis on Twitter?
You know, I think... Dennis direct messages me sometime. I don't think Chris ever messages me, but I think Dennis does.
So you be like, hey, we haven't heard from you guys in a while. Did we?
I feel like that's kind of codependent though, or needy of us. You know, we're podcasters. People come and go. Isn't that kind of pathetic for us to email or tweet a listener and say, hey, we miss you. Why are you not calling anyone? You know, it sounds kind of like, you know, a little clingy. Don't you think for a,
and you don't think that's us?
I don't want to be that. I don't want to be clingy.
Well, 3, 2, 1. I got nothing. You know how you get those things in your feed or your notification on your phone, which is like. From Google Photos, you know, like 6 years ago, 7 years, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
always depress me because I always look better in the past photos than I do currently.
Here's a memory from 10 years. I got one the other day and I wanted to know if you, right. So I'm going to tell you what the picture was and I want you to tell me how long ago it was because I was shocked by how long ago it was. It was a picture of Auntie Scott and Drew sitting at the Keno machine in the Excalibur. So it would have been the year that Auntie Scott came to Vegas to Pride 48. So how many years ago would you say that was?
8 years ago.
Wow. I you know, it's because I'm older than you and time moves quicker or something. I would have been like, oh yeah, that's like 5 years ago or something. No, it was 7 years ago. 7 years ago.
No, because that was one of the first Pride 48s. It wasn't the very first one, but I think it was either the second or the third.
Oh, no. It was our third year in the Excalibur Big Room, or the second year in the Excalibur Big Room. It was the last Pride 48 that I went to, I think.
I don't know that that's true, but okay.
Yeah, no, that I think it was. Maybe it wasn't, but it was a later one. Yeah. Anyway, it was 7 years ago. 7 years ago, Adam. 7 years ago, they were playing Keno at the Excalibur.
And they still play Keno to this day.
At the Excalibur. They love that place so much. Go. They just keep going back to the Excalibur. That's like...
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask?
It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is the segment of the show where Adam will read me five questions from the New York Times news quiz. Not using only my head, brain, and mouth words, we'll provide the answer to those questions. These aren't multiple choice, but I will try to answer it without knowing what the choices are, although I'm always free to ask what my choices are. After I have a, probably flawless performance on this test, there is a bonus round where Adam will read me questions from a Trivial Pursuit card, and we have 60 seconds on a clock. It's all very stressful, it's really, really taxes my brain, but I do it for you, the listening audience. Adam, what is our first question on the old news quiz? By the way, before you get there, Auntie Scott in the chat room says that they play it on the same machines even. You know why? Because those are the only two fucking Keno machines in Vegas, because that Keno is like not exactly the most popular machine.
We're going to go directly to the Trivial Pursuit questions.
Why?
There is no news quiz this week.
No.
So
I'm going to make shit up,
New York Times.
I'm going to go to the New York Times. I'm going to type in news quiz in the little search tabby thing.
The last one was last Friday, the 26th, and I will not remember what questions I asked, so...
No, just scroll down. Keep scrolling down. There's September 2nd is, it's just not at the top for some reason. What? It's after the August 5th. It's between August 5th and July 29th.
Oh, okay. Then we will. That's okay.
Weird. Yeah. It should be up at the top. With like the rest of them.
Question number one. Did you follow the news this week?
Wait, I did. Yes, I did follow the news this week. That is question number one.
They've changed the format of the page.
Ah, bastards.
This weekend, NASA is scheduled to launch the first rocket of its Artemis program.
Yes.
Which hopes to do what by 2025?
Return to the moon.
Okay, I was just making sure it was... there weren't more.
And a lot of people got up really, really early this past week to go and watch that launch, and it got scrubbed at the last minute. And so a lot of people were very disappointed.
Life expectancy in the U.S. fell from 79 years in 2019 to 76 in 2021.
Yes.
The sharpest 2-year decline in nearly a century.
Correct.
Which group saw the largest decrease?
Oh,
so it's a race.
I know this because I read the headline to Zach and I was trying to untangle it. I was trying to untangle what they meant, because they were like, it was a 2-year drop, but their life expectancy was 65 instead of 79. I'm like, whoa, that's more than a 2-point drop. And then I know it was Native Alaskans, but there was another group that they were talking about.
So you have your options are Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, White Americans, Asian Americans, or Native Americans and Alaska Natives.
Okay, Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Yes, I do remember it was the Alaska Natives. So yes,
correct. A baseball card featuring a famous New York Yankee was purchased this week at auction.
Jesus,
for a record $12.6 million. Who was on the card?
I have no clue.
Okay, I'll give you some options.
George Steinbrenner. No,
Bernie Williams, Joe Torre, Mickey Mantle, Reggie Jackson, or Whitey Ford.
I'm going to say Mickey Mantle. He's the only one I've heard of on there that's...
No. Look at that. You got a sports question right. It is Mickey Mantle.
Now that I'm training for a 10K, Adam, I'm very in tune with the sports.
All right. Number four. Mary Peltola, a Democrat, won a special House election in Alaska this week.
Yeah, she kicked Sarah Palin's ass. Sorry.
Which runner-up did she defeat?
Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin. Thanks to the Alaskan ranked choice voting system, which was of course, is another conspiracy for the Republicans to latch onto.
All right, number five.
Yes, the final question.
Doo-doo-doo. The last member of an uncontacted indigenous group was found dead this month, marking the first recorded disappearance of such a tribe in the country's history. Where did the tribe live?
Africa?
Africa is not a choice.
Oh, what are my choices?
The Amazon rainforest in Brazil, the Himalayas in Nepal, the Arctic Circle in Greenland, the Sahara in Egypt, and the Pacific Rim in Indonesia.
I'm going to go with the Arctic one. The Arctic Circle?
Incorrect. It's the Amazon rainforest in Brazil.
Whatever. Yeah. All right, so I have Brazil, 4 points. Thank goodness there's a bonus round for me to make up some points. Let's put 60 seconds up on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What city do 95% of the world's banks employees punch their clocks in?
What city?
What city?
Delaware. New York.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C.
What quizmaster abandoned the GE College Bowl for password?
Bill Cullen?
Alan Ludden.
Ooh.
What
Betty
Russian
White's
Republic
husband.
Was dubbed Yeltsin's Vietnam in 1995?
What?
Russian Republic.
No idea.
That would be Chechnya. What's the imaginary line separating regions on a continent where water sheds to different coasts?
The Continental Divide?
Correct. Who was engaged to but never married Sherilyn Fenn, Jennifer Grey, and Winona Ryder?
Their father.
Johnny Depp. What songs do baseball fans break into when Mitch Williams steps out of the bullpen?
No idea. What was it?
Wild Thing.
Why? Anyway, that's the news quiz. I got 4 out of the 5 correct.
Because, Daniel, you make my heart sing.
I got 4 correct in the news quiz, but, I was able to get that extra bonus point there, which gives me a 5 out of 5, I believe, in anyone's book, Adam. That is what they call a perfect score. Perfect score on the old news quiz right
you
here.
You are everything. On or you the mix mean everything. I don't know the words.
On the mix minus. On the old mix minus. Each and every week, Adam, our executive producer, Cyclone, sends us a voluminous package of tirelessly researched information. This is just things that happened on the day that we're recording in some previous year. So tonight, we're going to be talking about things that happened on September 2nd. Of some year. You get it? You understand the bit?
I do. Yes.
All right. Today, Adam, is, I read this on the pre-show and I said I wasn't going to read it in the show, but now that I actually understand what it is, I think I'm going to read it anyway. It's the calendar adjustment day, Adam. Happy calendar adjustment day.
Oh, thank you. I adjust my calendar every September 2nd.
It turns out that in 1752, we switched from the British calendar to the Gregorian calendar, and they had to shift some days to make them sync up. So the residents of Britain and the American colonies went to sleep at night on September 2nd, 1752, and woke up the next day on September 14th, 1752.
No.
So there you go. 11 days lost in time.
I always feel weird when I wake up the next morning and I've gained or lost an hour. Imagine gaining 2 weeks.
I know.
Or losing two weeks, whatever you want to say.
Happy World Coconut Day.
I was just saying the other day, I wonder if coconut has a day.
It does. And
it does, yeah.
Right. It's only, what, 19 days until the premiere of Survivor next season?
Yeah. I don't know, but on Throwing Down, we cooked a rice dish with coconut milk.
Yeah, neither one of you.
That was good.
That was the one you liked.
Coconut milk was good.
Oh, the sticky rice. Yeah. That was the one you liked. What was the one you both hated? It was an Australian dish.
Oh, no. He didn't even do it because I told him not to. It was Australian zucchini slice. It's like a quiche, but they put zucchini and pepperoncinis and olives. Like, what kind of combination? I think pickles as well. Like, there was like a weird combination of things, and it was horrible.
Sounds like. On September 2nd of 1967... can't talk. The first issue of The Advocate is published. It was a small newspaper under the name The Los Angeles Advocate. The Advocate focuses on news, politics, opinions, and arts and entertainment of interest to lesbian, gay men, bisexuals, and transgender people. Does this still exist? The magazine is the oldest.
I don't know. You know, I never subscribed to The Advocate. I did subscribe. There used to be a magazine called XY.
Yes.
And I used to subscribe to that. But not The Advocate. I don't know.
On September 2nd of 1933, Disney's Mickey Mouse cartoon Puppy Love featured the voices of Walt Disney as Mickey and Marcel Garner as Minnie is released. In this short directed by Wilfred Jackson, Mickey and Pluto come to call on Minnie and Fifi, but trouble starts when Pluto exchanges the chocolates Mickey was going to give Minnie with the bone he has for Fifi. Pluto was trying to give Fifi the bone, Adam. He was trying to. What that would end up with them doing? It's our word of the day, Adam. They would be
boning.
It's our word of the day, Adam. Think back to the contact segment. Mel gave us a word of the day. It's a word of the day.
Screw. It's a screwing.
They would be screwing, Adam. Exactly.
They would be screwing. Okay. Screwing.
Wow. On September 2nd, and that seems really long. That seems really old.
Did you call her Mel B?
No.
I don't think she's Mel B from the Spice Girls.
No, did I?
Oh.
If I did.
For some reason, I thought I heard Mel B, but who knows?
On September 2nd of 1945, I was going to say Japanese, but the word is just Japan, and I didn't want, and then I'm like, I'm at this awkward thing where I just called them Japs.
I was going to say, stopping at Jap is not the best decision that you could have made.
September 2nd of 1945, Japan surrenders, bringing an end to World War II. Do you know what ship they were on?
I don't.
The Missouri, the USS Missouri. On September 2nd of 1969, the first ATM opened. It was customers at Chemical Bank in Rockville Center, New York. ATMs.
Cool.
They'll never catch on. I remember when they were all called something different, or maybe you're too young to remember.
I remember when you couldn't use, like you had to
use
the one from your specific bank, and you couldn't. Like you had to see if there was the logo for your particular debit card company or whatever on the side of the ATM.
Yeah. See, when they first came out, there was no, you know, ATM wasn't a popular saying or whatever. So they were all trying to brand. They were trying to be the Kleenex of this new, you know, so it was like Barnett Bank had Marianne. Get your money from Marianne. She's available 24 hours. All right. September 2nd, 1996, Michael Jackson earned his 12th and final solo number one album with You Are Not Alone.
And he celebrated by taking a 12-year-old boy home with him.
Wow. You know, only the true news exists in the Weekly World News, and we're going to turn back to the September 2nd, 1997 edition. Where we can find, Adam, that the backwards boob lawsuit has been filed.
Now, are they saying that they went for implants and the doctor put it on the wrong side?
Oh, if only there was a news story that we could read that would tell us this. Cosmetic surgery changed flat-chested Penny Smith into a busty sexpot overnight. But within a year after the operation, her implants had somehow slipped completely around, giving her two beautiful, voluptuous breasts on her back.
They just crawled around just, her body yep, onto just, the other just, side. Whoop, I mean, what?
Just zoop right back over.
Did they grow legs?
Let's read on. Now the crestfallen woman is suing her surgeon for $2 million. At first, it seemed perfect, said Miss Smith, now 32. I woke up from the surgery and looked like Dolly Parton. But her delight turned to horror in the next few months as she became aware that her wonderful new breasts were beginning to move farther and farther apart. One morning, I woke up and my left breast implant had migrated all the way around to my left shoulder blade. 2 days later, the right one was also on my back.
I mean, I would think the plus side of that during the migration, when they get to the point where they're right under your arms, you have a little armrest, just you know, on either side.
Go swimming. You'd like have your own floaties right there underneath the thing. All right. Enough of that. Adam, there were numerous movies at the box office on September 2nd of some year that were number one for that week. I'm going to play you the theme song from one of them, and you're going to tell me what movie it is from. I have got too many windows open, and I need to find where I actually had it. All right, here you go, Adam. Here's your musical cue. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you didn't pick the one I wanted you to pick. Is this An Officer and a Gentleman?
An Officer and a Gentleman. That is absolutely correct. Yes, Adam. It's
all right.
Jennifer Warren.
I wanted you to pick Halloween.
But that would Halloween would be like
yeah, but it's a better theme song.
Right? Isn't it the Halloween?
It's ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
Well, there you go. That's an exciting film. Let's see. Where are we at? I've lost my place, Adam. Oh, I have the wrong browser open. And you know what? This is getting very, very, very annoying. I need to fix this. But a number of people had their birthday today, and we would like to say a very happy birthday to them. So, happy birthday, Zed. You've turned 33. Happy birthday, Tuke Watkins. You've turned 56. And happy birthday, Keanu Reeves. You've turned 58. And Mark Harmon has turned 71. Also, today, Terry Bradshaw turned 74. Peter Uberoth turned 84. Mary Jo Catlett turned 82. Anyone on this list that you want to call out? Salma Hayek turned 56.
No, I think you got everyone.
Okay, great. Then in that case, all that is left for us to say is that from all of us here to all of you there, you know, the ones that had the birthday, happy birthday.
I would have thought Mark Harmon is older than 71.
Really?
I mean, he was on NCIS forever, and now he's not even on there. I don't watch it anymore, so I don't know what it's like, but I thought he's the main character. They can't keep going with it without him. But
so I'm going to give you a gentleman's choice here, Adam. You have one more topic left. We can either talk about it on our after show for the level 13 folks, or we can talk about it here on the show. I don't know if it's,
It doesn't have to be on the show if we're at a good stopping place.
I feel like, you know,
we can talk about it on the after show.
And also, we haven't talked to people about, hey, we have a behind the scenes club. It's called Level 13, where you get extra shows that are printed there. There's the after show that I was just talking about, where we continue to record ourselves talking even after the show ends. And we put that out on the Level 13 feeds. So if you'd like to join Level 13, all you have to do is ask. It's absolutely free. Just send us an email, contact@mixminuspodcast.com, and say that you would like to join Level 13, and we will hook you up with your very own RSS feed so that you can enjoy the shows that we put. I think at this point in time, Adam, I can guarantee you this. I have scheduled out our after shows all the way past September, like 20 something. So it's like, they're, they're a little bit behind right now, but I'm just putting them out every Sunday. So that way I've got time to get them done before. So hopefully every single Sunday you're going to get an after show.
So you got a, you had a, you built up like a backlog of,
built up a backlog of stuff. And I can do that. So that means I got to hit this button over here. Anyway, Adam, it's great chatting with you. I will not be here next week. I don't know if you're going to be here or not.
I mean, it's not planned right now, but if I do decide to do it, I'll like announce it on Twitter or something.
Okay, great.
So look there.
But yeah, I'm going to be camping next weekend, so I will not be here. But if you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail, you may do so. The number is 707-61-DEATH, or you can use http://voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com and talk there on your phone. You can also send us an email, contact@mixminuspodcast.com, and that's it. I don't think there's any other ways. I mean, you can get me on Twitter or Adam on Twitter or, but I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you those things now.
Maybe we should script this ending, you know, write it down what we want to say.
Yeah. Like maybe is that your career advice to me is to,
I don't know. It's just an idea. I'm just, you know, we can workshop it, see what we want to do.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.